All right, so today we are diving into something I think is really cool.
Okay.
It's like the work of this mad gamer person. And, right away you think video games,
Right.
but it's actually way more interesting than that.
Oh, okay.
It's all about making technology work for everybody.
I like it already.
Yeah, so like especially for people who are visually impaired, right? They're doing some really amazing stuff.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So we're taking a deep dive into their website because it's like this central hub for all things accessibility,
Oh, yeah.
And right off the bat, you can tell that it's specifically designed for folks with visual impairments to find the tools and the resources that they might need.
Oh, that's great. I mean, having a central location for resources like that can be so helpful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Trying to navigate that world without a guide.
Especially online, right? Where things change so quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so when you land on the homepage, it's like bam, you're hit with this wave of that stuff. Like it's almost overwhelming at first, in a good way. There are NVDA add-ons, which I'll explain in a sec, but then there are all these other assistive technologies too, and even get this Team Talk server. Like what?
Wow. Okay. So they're really trying to cover all the bases.
Right. Like it's clear that they're really committed to creating a super comprehensive resource.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
So about those NVDA add-ons.
Oh, right. Sorry, I almost forgot. So NVDA is a screen reader. Basically, it reads aloud whatever is on the computer screen.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, and those add-ons I mentioned, those are like bonus features that make it even more customizable.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're someone who relies on your hearing to use a computer, you can tweak the screen reader to work exactly how you need it to.
Exactly. That's a really good way to put it. It's all about giving users that control, right?
Totally.
Like tech should work for you, not the other way around.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so getting back to the website itself, it's laid out really well, actually.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, there's this clear list of different sections: the killer, daily life, IBM, PTS, NVDA. The killer, daily life. Those sound pretty intriguing. I wonder what those sections could be about.
Right. It definitely piques your curiosity.
Yeah, for sure. It makes you think about like those everyday things that we all do, right? That we
Yes.
might take for granted. Like,
Exactly.
imagine if there were tools to help with cooking or navigating public transport or even just enjoying a good book.
That's such a good point. Like, we rely on our vision for so much.
Right.
And then there are the other sections, IBM and TTS. What do you make of those?
Well, TTS probably stands for text to speech, right?
Yeah, that would make sense.
Which just opens up even more possibilities, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. It makes you think about how technology can bridge the gap.
Exactly. And it's not just about replacing one sentence with another,
Oh, definitely not.
It's really about finding these innovative new ways for people to interact with the world. Right. Yeah. So as I was saying, there's IBM, TTS, and then it's like the list just keeps going.
Oh, really? Laughs.
Yeah. We've got themes, manager, easy TTS, browse other files, and honestly, there's even more than that.
Wow, this mad gamer has been busy.
Yeah, they really have. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really speaks to their dedication.
So, based on the names of those sections, what do you think is in there?
Well, I mean, Themes probably offers ways to customize the visual display, even if the user can't actually see it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, maybe it helps make the experience more comfortable for someone who might be sensitive to certain color combinations or contrasts, for example.
Huh. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. And then manager and easy TTS, what do you think?
Well, they sound like additional tools for, I don't know, maybe managing or enhancing that text-to-speech functionality we were just talking about.
Oh, okay.
Just a guess, though.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And browse other files, like that sounds like a treasure trove of resources.
Right. It's like, who knows what you'll find in there?
It's like a whole other rabbit hole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
I love it.
yeah, it really shows a commitment to providing a truly, like, truly comprehensive hub for people.
Yes, exactly. It's like they thought of everything.
It's really impressive. Yeah.
Okay, and then remember those NVDA add-ons we talked about
Yeah.
earlier?
Yeah.
They actually have a whole section dedicated to those.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you can download them straight from the site.
That's handy.
I know, right? But get that you can also download them through this thing called Onward Cloud.
Onward Cloud. Now that's interesting. That might be their way of making those essential add-ons even more accessible.
Oh.
Like maybe for people who aren't as comfortable with, you know, downloading stuff directly.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
Could be someone like that.
Like, not everyone's a tech wizard.
Right. And especially if you're already navigating visual impairment, it's like, why make it harder?
Exactly.
Yeah.
This mad gamer, they just get it.
Yeah, they do. Accessibility is an ongoing process, right?
Yeah.
It's not just a one-time fix. It takes this constant work.
So true. So true. And you know what? This whole thing with the different add-ons and how customizable it is, it makes me realize that the visually impaired community is not a monolith.
Oh, absolutely not. It's so diverse.
Right. And this mad gamer person, they clearly understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And speaking of community.
Yeah.
That's another thing this website does incredibly well.
Oh, house.
So remember that team talk thing I mentioned earlier?
Yeah.
They actually have a link right there on the site so you can join their server.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And I'm guessing it's all about connecting with other users, sharing tips and advice, and just, I don't know, not feeling so alone in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. Online communities can be so important for that.
Totally.
Especially for people who use assistive technology. Like, it's a safe space to ask questions, troubleshoot problems.
Yes.
You know, share workarounds, things like that.
Like a built-in support system, but online.
Exactly.
I love it.
It's awesome.
And it doesn't stop there. There are links to join their Discord server, visit their YouTube channel, even read their blog.
Wow. They are really active.
Right. Talk about engagement. This mad gamer is going above and beyond.
They really are. It's clear that they're really passionate about empowering this community, not just with tools, but with, you know, actual connection, you know?
Absolutely. And they even encourage others to reach out, like directly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a section titled, Email Me. So cool.
I love that.
Right? It's like they're saying, hey, I'm here. I want to hear from you.
Exactly. Like, accessibility is a team effort, right? We can all contribute, even if we're not coding geniuses like Mad Gamer over here.
Exactly. Like, we can spread awareness, advocate for more inclusive design, support organizations.
Exactly. All of that helps.
Yes. Oh, and you know what else they have?
What's that?
An option to listen to stream.
Hmm. What do you think that could be?
I'm guessing it's some kind of audio content related to, you know, their work, their mission.
Makes sense.
Yeah, like, for people who prefer to learn by listening.
Oh, yeah, good point. Another example of how they've thought of everything.
I know, right? Okay, so we've covered a lot. This website is amazing. I'm honestly so impressed.
Me too.
It just gives me so much hope.
Oh, I know what you mean.
It's like one person with passion and dedication can make a real difference in people's lives, you know?
Absolutely. It's truly inspiring, honestly. It's a good reminder that we all have that power.
Totally. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Mad Gamer's world, what's your biggest takeaway?
You know, for me, it's just like the power of individual action, right?
Yes.
Like, you don't need a huge organization or a ton of money to make a difference, you know?
Yeah.
You just need passion and dedication. Mad Gamer's work is a testament to that.
I love that takeaway.
Yeah.
Well said. Well said.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure diving into this with you.
Likewise. This was awesome.
All right. Until next time.
Super.